Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back, folks, to Redevelop That. Got host Derek Allen here with Tiffany Reardon from the Redevelopment Agency. How's you doing, Tiffany?
Hello, everyone. We're back.
Thank
you for those that tune in every week and listen to us or tune in every couple weeks. We appreciate you.
As often as we can get out and do interviews, we definitely will get them out going. So, but thanks for coming back and listening, folks. We have a great interview for you today. We met with the owner of Y Staffing, Greg Pajardo. He's a located at the launch pad here on Water Street. And so we'll talk a little bit about Greg and his wonderful, cool company he's got going here on Water Street here in a second. But so, well, Tiffany, what's been happening this week? I think we've had a lot going on Water Street.
Man, Derek, Water Street is busy. On Friday, we celebrated the topping off ceremony at Watermark, which means they have reached a point in construction where they're ready to start on the interior tenant improvements. And should be opening in March of 2023.
Yeah, if you've come down, you've noticed the crane's gone. The big crane is gone now, so they're moving inside.
They're moving quick.
Yeah.
And that will have 150 residential units.
Wow.
If anyone listening is interested in moving down to Water Street. And then just yesterday, we had the groundbreaking ceremony across from South End on Water and Public Works Coffee Bar with Lennar Homes. They're going to be building 25 for sale townhomes just up the street from us.
Yeah, so more new residential on Water Street and in downtown. That's exciting too.
So many options. And you can walk to all of our great events in the Water Street Plaza, all the cool restaurants. There's a lot to do these days.
Yeah, so we got a lot coming up. That's awesome. Yeah, I couldn't. It's kind of weird to not see the crane. The crane's been up for so long, but now to see the exterior of Watermark going up and see him getting ready to close up the building and put on the facade, and that's exciting.
Interesting tidbit I learned from the construction crew. That's the first tower crane ever on Water Street for sure, but potentially ever in all of Henderson.
Well, I guess I had never thought about that.
I thought about it, but it was pretty cool.
I thought maybe at least Sunset Station would have had one, but maybe not back in the day. Well, cool. That's a fun tidbit of information. And also follow up, I guess, for all those listeners out there who caught Phil Luna's interview from last week. Hopefully you took a chance maybe to come down to Water Street for the McCaw School of Mine Halloween celebrations this past weekend. So that's hopefully you took a chance. That sounded like a fun event, and look forward to hearing how things were there. I'd see if I can get a chance to stop by.
You got to bring your family down.
Yeah, got to bring your family
down. Check it out.
So, well, cool. Well, and then our normal, what activities we have? We talked a little about what's been happening. What do we got coming up?
We're entering in the busy season for events. This week we have our first watch party for the Vegas Golden Knights. And there's something almost every day this weekend. So check waterstreetdistrict.com/events to find out what time and what else is going on this weekend.
Yeah, we got concerts and all sorts of stuff happening. And always remember the farmer's market. We're going to keep plugging the farmer's market. It is out here on Thursday mornings from, I think it's, is it 8 to noon or 9 to 1?
It's 8, but I think with the good weather, they're extending a little bit longer to 2. And they've been increasing vendors. This great weather we've had has made it easier for vendors to come out, so.
Awesome. Come on out and check out the farmer's market Thursday mornings in Proctor Park right here on Water Street, right in front of the Justice facility. So yeah, that's awesome. Well, let's turn now to our interview. So Greg Pajardo with Y Staffing. Now you might ask, Y Staffing? Greg's going to tell you a little bit of Y is actually an acronym, and he'll tell you what Y stands for. But you know, Y Staffing is actually a recruitment service agency. And they work to to provide staffing for events and either part-time, full-time, temporary jobs. And they will do it all for you to help get special events up and running for administrative support, hospitality type stuff, general warehousing, inventory, you name it. He'll find an employee for you to fill your job needs. And so,
and on the other side, maybe you know someone who's looking for a job.
Yeah.
Greg and his wife do a lot of employee development as well to prepare individuals for the workforce and then get them back out there into the workforce.
Yeah, so they cover all sides of the job market. So it was cool. It's a really fun interview. Greg has a lot of energy. So let's take a moment, sit back, relax, and enjoy our interview with Greg Pujordo. Well, welcome back to Redevelop That, here with Derek and Tiffany. And today we have a great opportunity to sit down with a wonderful new business here on Water Street that's just got formed up in May. We're here with Greg Pujordo with Y Staffing. And we're actually here at the launch pad on Water Street, which is located in the Wells Fargo Bank area. But so just for our listeners out there, the launch pad is actually a Henderson Chamber of Commerce facility for new businesses, startups that just need a little bit of place to start off. And Greg here is with us with Y Staffing. And, you know, what brought you here, Greg? What got you to this point?
Well, thank you for, first of all, having me, and a big shout out to the launch pad. My wife and I, Anna, we started the business back in May. And the way we got to Launchpad was she was doing some research about insurance. And the woman that she was working with told her about Launchpad. So she came over. My wife came over, met with Roberta and Mary. And they told her that there is a program that veterans get 1 year free membership to the chamber, as well as 6 months of free rent here at the launch pad.
That's a good deal.
And here we are. We moved in May, and this is a great opportunity. I think it's probably I've never experienced anything like this, but what it does, it gives you the runway to be able to grow your business and not have that burden of having to pay rent right away.
Yeah.
And also to kind of get the business formed and going. So that's where we are now.
That's awesome. This is a great opportunity, like you said, great opportunity for you guys to be in a facility like that, and for a startup business to have that flexibility, mm-hmm. to be able to test the waters and to kind of start getting your name out there without feeling the pressure of paying rent every month, and you kind of start to build your clientele a little bit. And
yes.
So that's a great opportunity that the Henderson Chamber provides. We actually interviewed the director of the chamber, Scott Muehlrath.
Oh, yeah.
And so we got a little bit of backstory of the launch pad, but it's a great opportunity. We're thankful for the opportunity to come and start interviewing some of the businesses down here and meet you and see what you guys are about. So what is Y Staffing?
Well, Y Staffing, as I said before, it's a staffing agency. We do temp and then temp to perm. And our main focus is events and conventions.
Okay.
So basically what we do is, if you're hosting an event, let's say at a convention center, any needs that you may have regarding display, putting displays together, packing bags for the convention goers, all the way to traffic control outside, directions inside, when you see the little people with the, mm-hmm. with the little signs giving directions,
right.
and kind of directing people to where to go, we offer all that to whatever event that is going on.
Okay, that's especially I just read an article today about the conventions and how conventions are starting to ramp back up and come back to town, and you know, starting to really bring the visitors back into our economy and back to the city. And so that's a, I'm sure it's a great opportunity for you to fill the need with those conventions and help them out.
Yes, certainly. And not only the conventions, but there's a lot of growth. We all know there's plenty of growth going on, but we are a convention city. So, post-pandemic, we're now starting, like you just said, to get ramped back up and you know, there's so many things going on, and it's an opportunity for us to grow the business. And our main focus is to help people who are looking to get back to work or looking to work part-time, who, for whatever reason, pandemic, just jobs not there, whatever. We are there to fill that little bit of a void. And if you're solving a problem for two people, one for the convention, the company is giving the convention, as well as for the person that's looking for work. So
yeah, and you're filling both those needs.
Filling both needs, yes.
And that's one of our, you know, one of our big goals and kind of missions as a redevelopment agency is, you know, we're trying to remove, you know, economic blight and social blight and physical blight within an area, and you know, being able to meet that economic side of it is always kind of a challenge. You know, how do we create good jobs and jobs that are fulfilling for people and for our residents specifically? And so to have companies, you know, like yours to be able to fill that need is great. We're grateful that you're down here with us and helping to fill that that void of creating jobs. Giving people a good opportunity for new jobs.
Yes, and it's needed. You know, we all know that the minimum wage has gone up, but still, I often wonder how do people make it on what people are offering to pay people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know that we put the people first. We stress upon the people that work with us that they have to do the absolute best job possible. And then we're going to make sure that they get the best pay possible.
Yeah.
And when those two come together, it's a synergy that really works. And it's worked so far. So
yeah, that's it's always a challenge to get there. But if you have both parties coming to the table, and it definitely is, both are benefited by it. And so that's a great opportunity for our residents and imagine for even a lot of our other business. I mean, so in terms of, you mentioned you work with a lot of conventions or events, and is there any specific size of events or anything too big or too small that you
at this juncture? No, we'll take on, you know, it's like anything else. I grew up learning to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say, Greg, we need 100 people tomorrow, then I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to spend the whole night calling everybody I know. So that's the way our thought processes work, is that nothing's too big or too small for us. And being a small startup so far, we are scaling.
Yeah.
And we figure, I don't want, to answer your question the right way, I don't want it to be too big that we can't do the best job possible.
Sure.
I want it to be big enough that we can still service the client and give them the best service that we can possibly give them. But if it's overwhelming for them, then it's going to probably be overwhelming for us to get people there in time and, you know, just knowing what to do, how to do it and all that. But to answer your question, no, there's no job too big.
No job too big, no right. Job too small.
No job too small.
That's right. Just want to be out there working.
Absolutely.
So that's great. So maybe tell us a little bit about your background, like where you came from, what got you to this, this juncture and, wanting to start a new business like this.
It's very, interesting. And, I was in the military, I was in the Air Force, and, when I got out of the Air Force, I got into the automobile industry,
okay. And
I spent 25 years running a car dealership. And then I got tired of being at a dealership from 9 in the morning to 9 at night. So I started a company, which was an energy drink business that brought me to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I sold that company. And when I sold it, I did a couple of things. I sat around for a little bit trying to figure out what I wanted to do next. And I started a nonprofit that we sell products and we take the proceeds and feed the homeless.
Okay.
Here in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
And then also I said, well, I want to do something with events. So I literally took a job with a local parking company and I ran their events.
Oh.
I was the director of their events for a lot of different, the city of Las
mm-hmm.
Vegas, different things. And I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the interaction with the staff,
uh-huh.
And a lot of them were just on call or part-time workers.
Yeah.
So I just saw this this niche that, wow, this is this could probably be a really viable business. So I stayed with them for about a year,
uh-huh.
And then at the end of the year, they wanted me to do a lot of other things, And I just didn't want to do these other things that they wanted me to do. So yeah. I said, you know, I'm gonna bow out now. And then in the back of my mind, I was always going to start this. And then I started the business. And I was telling some friends of mine, before we even started the actual paperwork to get registered for the state of Nevada, mm-hmm. someone called me and said, hey, can you do an event for us at Craig Ranch? There's going to be a concert, and we need someone to direct the traffic.
Yeah.
And I right away said yes, and we fulfilled that job, and we're going to be doing another one here in a couple of weeks with them. Nice. We've done a couple other little small jobs, mm-hmm. but it's a passion. I think if you really love working with people and love getting a job done really well, then it's a win-win for everybody. The money takes care of itself. I don't know if you've ever read Think and Grow Rich, but in the first chapter, he says, if you put service first, the money will always take care of itself. And that's my philosophy. That's our philosophy, is to just take care of the client. Everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's not always about the money. And definitely, and when you can find somebody a job that they find, you know, fulfilling and feel successful at, you know, the benefits will follow right after it, just like you said. So that's an amazing philosophy to follow with, and wanting to help others and help out your clients to take care of them and to take care of your employees also.
Yes. And you'll always have business. I believe that. If you have really good relationships with people, they will always call you back. That's, you know, everyone remembers the last job you did.
Yeah.
Did they do a great job? Call them back. If they didn't do a good job, we might need to look at someone else. But I stress to the guys that work with us, the guys and girls that work with us, that your number one job is to give the best service possible. And then that ensures that we'll get called back, and then I'll call you back, because it's just that that effect that mm-hmm. you have on people that they'll remember. And then it works out.
It works out.
Yes.
So I didn't realize this, but Y is actually an acronym. What's it stand for?
We hire you.
We hire you.
Right. Right. So it's Y Staffing, and it's We Hire You. Just a catchy play on the word.
Sure.
I love words. I love it's something about words. I always play with them and think of acronyms and things like that. So that's how this whole name came about.
So you talk about, you know, you mentioned that, you know, this is kind of your launch pad. What do you see for the future of Y Staffing?
I really believe that we will grow, as the only thing that can stop us from growing is the conventions and the economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the economy turns again, then of course, you know, we don't know where we're going to be.
Sure.
But if it continues on the path and the trajectory that it's on, we should do well. The more we get our name out here, simply mm-hmm. the reason why I'm doing the podcast, I want people to know about us.
Yeah.
And I want us to be a part of the redevelopment. This is our, Henderson is our city. So as we grow, we'll get bigger. And as we get bigger, we'll branch out a little bit. But the goal is not so much to get big, but to just always do a really good job and be consistent, have people to be able to go to work as much as possible. As much as they want to work, we want to have opportunity for them to work.
So, I mean, so in terms of a process, you know, how does somebody get involved with, if they want a job, they're looking to be employed, you know, what's the steps to go through to get going on that?
Wow, that's a great question, Derek. Nowadays we live in the internet. And so you can go to our website at ystaffing.com. If you're an employer, we have a section that you would fill out for the employer to tell us what type of needs you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the other side is for staff. If you're looking to work, you would get your skill set, you send your resume, and then we match your skill set with whatever jobs we have coming up. We do background checks on all of our staff, as well as drug screening.
Okay.
So we want to know, and then and I want to say this also, we do training, because even though it's not a heavy skill set, everyone should have basic customer service skills, grooming. We make sure that we don't just think that someone knows that,
yeah.
because we know that not everyone does. But instead of that being a negative, we take the positive route and go, let's make sure that everyone knows to press your pants, make sure your sneakers or your your shoes are clean, your shirt's not wrinkled, that you're groomed properly. Mm-hmm. Things to talk about when you're at work, things not to talk about when you're at work, how to interact with clients as well as the job, as well as the people that you're doing the job with. So we do all of that just to ensure that there's a good outcome at the end of the job. And we ask for the feedback from the people that we're doing the work for.
And that's a great service. I mean, it's those simple skills that sometimes get overlooked and you're like, you got to look somewhat presentable, man.
And those are really, they're simple skills, but they're the skills that get us to the next level. Mm-hmm. Whenever we meet people, visually, we already start making assessments.
Yeah.
If the person's disheveled, then you make one assessment. If the person's starched and, you know, looks good, then you go, you know, there's another assessment that's being made.
Right.
And I tell people all the time, people treat you the way you treat yourself.
Yeah.
And that there's no, I don't think there's too much wiggle room in that. People treat you the way you treat yourself.
Yeah.
So we want all of our workers to understand that. We train them on it. We want them to be presentable when they show up. They want people to say, oh, they're with Y Staffing. Mm-hmm. Not just because of the shirt and the outfit or uniform that they have on, but their mannerisms, their eagerness to go above and beyond. Those are the things that separate you.
Yeah.
And nowadays, that's not a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's very rare that you find people that will go above and beyond.
Right.
The other thing that I really wanted to share with you is that when we worked with a staffing company one time at one of my other jobs, and the people that came, they weren't the what I would call the best prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at that and I go, well, I'm sure I could do better because I know what I'm looking for and I know what probably another person's looking for. And that kind of always stayed in my mind. And I knew that that's probably the seed that was planted that day.
Right.
Just, you know, this how they were dressed, how they interacted with us, as well as interacted with the clients that they were there to assist with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went, wow, if I ran a staffing company, I would never have people there that didn't interact like that.
Yeah.
So
is that a service that you would provide, or do you provide in terms of like job coaching? So it's not, maybe they're not going to, you're going to hire them to go to one of your, you know, specific events or job that you're looking for, but maybe they're just looking for some coaching type of, I don't know, is that something that you offer? Or?
No, but I think it's a great idea. Well, we offer it for people, for our people, but you're right. It would be a great thing for people who are just getting into the workforce, a young person. We all remember when we first got into the workforce, you really didn't have any direction.
Yeah.
But if you got around the right people and people taught you the right things, then you grew on that.
Right.
But no, that's a great idea. I think it would be something, and we'd do it for free just to help people get their foot in the door. Right. And then they could even actually come and work with us.
Well, I mean, you know, that's an easy transition to come work for you. And
it's a great idea.
Like I said, those are skills that are just invaluable. I mean, that, you know, like you said, just the small things of, you know, do you look presentable? Do you, you know, can you have a conversation with somebody look them in the eye and be like, hey.
And be personable.
Yeah.
You know, that's so needed nowadays. I don't care what kind of job it is. And we've all gone to a store where the person's looking at their phone or they're just not engaging.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be rude, but they're just not engaging. Yeah. And I grew up where, you know, be there, be in the moment.
Right.
And make an impression on people. I don't think people want to make an or subconsciously, they don't know that they're making an impression on
right.
people. I want to make an impression on everyone. I dress a certain way, and I just want people to remember me. Oh, Greg's a nice guy, this, what have you.
So. Right. No, that's a great philosophy and a great skill that needs to be passed on, for sure.
Thank you for making that suggestion. So check will be in the mail.
Here's my consulting fees, right? Nope. Like I said, we're here to help you out and to help you be successful, whatever that means. So, but that's awesome. So kind of maybe my final question, you know, what does he like to do in your spare time when you're not working?
Wow. I knew something told me you were going to ask me that. I am a ferocious reader.
Okay.
My mother growing up told me, if you can read, you can do anything. And she proved that to me. Mm-hmm. She said, you know, around Christmas time, the kids down the street, when they ride their bikes up, their fenders are going up and down, their handlebars are crooked, their pedals are cross-threaded. And she said, you know, that's a result of it. I'm like, no, I don't. She said, no one read the directions. They simply looked at the box. Mm-hmm. And she said, now you see your bike, your handlebars are straight, your fender's not plopping up and down, and your pedals are not cross-threaded. That's because we read the instructions before we put your bike together.
There you go.
And that always stuck with me. You'd be surprised what sticks with you as mm-hmm. children and as kids. And I just, now if I'm not working on something, I'm reading to take in more knowledge and information. So that's my favorite pastime. The other thing, I like to travel with my wife. We went to Hawaii twice last year. We like to go different places just to have some downtime that we can kind of make memories.
Sure.
And to me, that's what life is all about, just making really good memories. So.
No, absolutely. My daughter just had her 18th birthday, and she's like, Dad, all I want's things that's going to make memories for life. And I'm like, okay, that's all easy enough for me. I can make that happen any day of the week. There's all sorts of places we can go and do and see. So that's exciting
awesome.
To be able to travel and have that freedom. So that's a fun opportunity.
Yes.
Well, I was going to follow up. What was the last book you read then?
I'm actually reading a couple of books right now. One is You Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins.
Okay.
He's an ex-Navy SEAL that has really gotten on the path of mind, taking control of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I just picked up another book, and it's just like an autobiography of John D. Rockefeller.
Okay.
Just another perspective on his life. You know, when we hear things about people, we don't know if it's all true or not. So I like to get different viewpoints mm-hmm. of it. The book is really good. And, you know, he wasn't all about money. A lot of people don't know that. They think when you amass that amount of money that you had to be so focused. But he was focused on opportunity mm-hmm. and helping people. So
yeah, I was going to say, he was a pretty big philanthropist.
Yes, very, very big.
He was very willing to give back and was pretty, even with that amount of wealth, he had no problem with understanding that it's where he knows where it comes from, where it came from.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And that with that philosophy, my philosophy is, and I've heard it and I live it, before someone can get something, someone has to give something.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be on the giving end. And as a result, it comes right back around and someone gives me something. And it doesn't always have to be monetary. It could be just a kind word or...
Yep.
You know, just an opportunity, and it's what we do with it.
And that's what makes for a great community.
Yes,
is when you have you're given to it and it's given back. That's what makes community, and so that's what hopefully we're trying to build a little bit down here on Water Street and in our redevelopment areas and throughout the city of Henderson as a whole. And so, well, Greg, thank you so much for sitting down with us for a minute here. And it's been wonderful to hear your perspectives on business and, you know, what it is that you're doing here to really help grow jobs and provide opportunities for people in our community. So we're grateful for your enthusiasm.
Thank you.
To bring that here. And we wish you the best of success. So...
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking time to come and do this with me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, till the next time.
All righty.
Welcome back from that interview with Greg Bajardo, Why Staffing. So now you know, we hire you is what Greg is all about. Great opportunity to sit down with Greg. He had a lot of great energy, as you could probably tell, and to be able to hear his excitement and things that he has going on and the excitement he has for what he does in helping individuals feel successful and be successful in getting employment and feeling gainfully employed.
Yeah, it's great that he and his wife Anna do the employee development and the coaching and mentoring of their employees. So it's not just event staffing you're getting here. It's a whole package.
And we're, as you probably heard, we're going to take our consulting fees from our suggestions we provided him. And so just so you know, Greg, we'll look for our paycheck. from you when the time comes. So, but thanks again, Greg. We really appreciate sitting down with you and getting to hear your story and to learn more about your business. And so we wish you all the best and great success down here on Water Street at the launch pad and getting your business up and going and ready to take off. So,
and his other business ventures, which I'm very excited about.
More to come on that one.
More right? to come on that one, but just look for a new restaurant soon, folks.
It's just, you never know what's going to be right around the corner. So that's a good one. Well, thanks again for tuning in, for taking a minute to sit down and to listen to our podcast and our interview today with Greg. And we look forward to future interviews we have coming up. We got a couple more in the hopper that are coming right around the corner. So please, you'll look for our emails and look for the opportunity to come back, check our website for future episodes that are coming down the pipeline. And again, remember our website is redevelopment. It's not that. It's cityofhenderson.com/redevelopment. So remember that, cityofhenderson.com/redevelopment. And look for redevelop that on the right left side of the page.
And if you think that Greg and Anna might be able to help you with an event you have coming up, or perhaps you just need more staffing for the holidays, reach out to them at ystaffing.com.
Yep, check out their website. They got a lot of, you can reach out to them and get in contact with Greg and Anna. So.
Or stop by Launchpad and see them.
Yeah, he would be more than happy to see you. Yep. So awesome. Well, again, I'll throw out the plug also. Like, if you're interested, would be interested in being on one of our episodes of Redevelop That, please feel free to email me. Email's derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. Again, that's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, dot Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at cityofhenderson.com. We look forward to hear from you and see what we can do to come out and meet you at your business and hear your story, get your story on the record and out there for everyone to take a listen to. But thanks again for tuning in, folks.
Have a great week, and we hope to see you on Water Street.
And we'll see you later.